reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion approached him and appealed to him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, suffering dreadfully." And he said to him, "I will come and cure him." The centurion said in reply, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes. To another, 'Come here,' and he comes. And to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, "Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I say to you, many will come from the east and the west and will recline with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Have you ever been astonished? I am quite often. What happens when, what goes on when we're astonished at something? Something's before us, a person says something or does something, or there's some situation that's beyond what we expected. It takes us by surprise, always, and it's beyond our expectations. And sometimes it's very positive and pleasant. Sometimes it's a negative thing, you know, or maybe faithful. Here, St. Matthew tells us that before this, this Gentile captain of the guard, that he was astonished by the guy's faith. It surprises Jesus. It's just the opposite, for instance, of when the Gospel of Luke, Mark, when Jesus goes to Nazareth, and he's astonished by the lack of faith of his own people in Nazareth. So there's a positive one and a negative one. So can God be astonished by any of us? It looks that way. We can astonish God at times. Why did the captain surprise Jesus? Why was Jesus surprised? This is very reassuring to me. A couple days ago, I was looking at this, and I thought, well, there's something different here than the way I usually pray. And it helped me in changing a little bit. You know, the opening statements of this fellow before Jesus, all he does is report to Jesus what the situation was at his house. He just tells Jesus. And he says, you know, my servant is lying sick, he's paralyzed, he's suffering. There's no request for healing. He makes no request for Jesus to do an intervention. He makes no demands. He doesn't insist the captain on what he wants and tells Jesus what to do. In fact, he tells Jesus, "Don't bother coming to my house. I know you're an important man and you've got other things to do. Don't come to my house. Just say the word if you want, if that's your wish." And he knew that if Jesus wanted to heal this person, he would do it. So he lets Jesus know the situation, lets Jesus be free. And this was the insight for me. He lets God be God. Doesn't try to make demands. It makes me ask myself, maybe you can ask yourself, don't answer out loud. How do I pray to God? Do I let God do God? Amen.
Amen.